This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony in Miami on QAM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on, man. Love your show.
Thanks, dude.
I just wanted to talk to you about, I know you brought up the Jets in your last segment, and I wanted to ask you about Bridgewater. Do you see any trade options with him, or do you see the Jets possibly going forward with him as a potential starter? I know it's been a long layoff with the injury, but to me, he looks really good. He had a great start to his career. I mean, there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the league. There's got to be a team this guy can start on.
Without a doubt, the guy is trade bait, and they know it. We know it. We talked to Will Brinson about it. He said it. That they're just going to hold on to him until he's of asset value, like so that they have an asset that's of value that someone desperately needs. And that's, you know, inevitable that it could happen. There's teams already, I'm sure, that are calling the Jets about Teddy Bridgewater. They're not going to start Teddy Bridgewater, the Jets. The bottom line is it's going to be Sam Darnold. I think more and more it looks to me like he's their guy. They didn't draft him to sit him on the bench for 10 years. They're going to play him because he looks fantastic for a rookie so far, no doubt about it. And the funny thing is, I know that McCown stands on the sideline as if he's the starter. I actually think he looks real good standing on the sideline, and he'll be the backup. I think they'll start Darnold when it's all said and done. They'll trade Bridgewater. I said tonight I thought Denver was a possibility, although – Case Keenum is, you know, everyone always tries to bench him, and everybody always tries to downgrade him and talk like he doesn't matter. I actually thought the guy was fantastic last year until he turned into a pumpkin against the Eagles, right? So in the playoffs, I thought he, you know, all year long, Case Keenum was great, and then he had a bad day on the worst day possible. So I think he'll do a good job in Denver, to be honest with you. I think Case Keenum's a good little quarterback. And then Chad Kelly's backing him up. I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater backing him up or, you know, starting. I mean, Bridgewater could start over Case Keenum. I think he's as good as Case Keenum for sure. They were quarterbacks, obviously, with the Vikings, and they know each other. I think that it makes some sense, but, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen. It could. It might. It might not. Who knows? But I know one thing. There are more teams, Carver High, than just the Denver Broncos that are watching this guy tonight saying, this guy looks fantastic.
I think Denver's further down the list. I think there's other teams that should be more interested in him than them. How about Miami? I mean, Tannehill hasn't been healthy the last couple of years. You never know what could happen to him. What about, let's say, Tampa? They're going to miss Winston for the first four games. You really want to play
Fitzpatrick?
How about the Jags? Bortles? You never know. That's a team that's supposed to be good, ready to win this year.
I think Bortles is the place. He's the deal. They're not going to bench him for Bridgewater.
And you always have that caveat of the next 2 weeks when you get to where the most time that the starters are going to play, you never know who's going to be the next guy that
just like Foles tonight,
carted off that field, or the guy that, you know. Unfortunately, these things happen. Injuries happen, and there isn't a lot of quality backups around the league. Just like when, you know, he brought it up, when Minnesota had to make that move for Bradford a couple years ago when Bridgewater got hurt.
Right.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.